Hope you're enjoying the Rock and Soul Bunny Show. In reverse order, I'd best be going by Vito and the Salutations from the album Northern Soul Fever 2B. Before that, Come On Let Me Try, Linda and the Del Rios. Previous to that, Backseat 38 Dodge by Opus 1 from the album Where the Action Is, Los Angeles Nuggets 1965-1968. Previous to that, Riding the Waves by D.D. Sharp Gamble. Before that, I Sold My Heart to the Junkmen, The Bluebells, The Starlets. Cold Feet by Albert King. Did you know you can make a request at 516-654-4059? Call or text 516-654-4059. It's 56 degrees in New York. More music now.
the way I feel. That's the way I feel. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Hard Stuff program here on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio. I'm your host, Frank in Queens. Thanks for joining me for another edition of the Hard Stuff program as we kick off each and every Super Tuesday here on Rock and Soul Radio at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Happy belated herbal holiday if you are one to celebrate. Also, happy belated record store day if you're one to participate in that. I must admit, I sat both of those events out this year. I'm really not one who partakes in the devil's lettuce much these days. I did have a few glasses of wine on Saturday night, however, and I skipped record store day as well because, well, I think it's a cool event. Really was nothing much that interested me on the list this year. But if you participated, I hope you had a good time. Tonight's first set of music sort of tipped our hat to both events over the past weekend. And I know that there was a bit of 420 celebrating going on here on Rock and Soul Radio this past week as well. I know that Stu Rutherford had an herbal block on the What's Happening, the We're Out of Sight program this past Wednesday at 10 p.m. Also, Jason Isaac on the Crescent City Connection had a whole ganja-related New Orleans show last Saturday morning at 10 a.m. And even Joe Bielock got into the action on Shaken Street this past Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. If you want to hear what they had programmed for you on their respective shows, head on over to our page at rockandsoulradio.org and check out their show archive page. You can get it all there on demand whenever you have the time to check it out. So like I said, tonight's first set was sort of a hat tip to 420 and to Record Store Day as well in a much lesser way. I'm going to tell you what you heard in tonight's first set. Like I said, we got a webpage at rockandsoulradio.org. You can head on over there to check out the ACU playlist. You'll see the songs that I'm spinning for you in real time. Also, there's a chat board there. You can have some conversation with your fellow listeners if you feel so inclined. I'll be on there as well, chatting away about all sorts of things, but mostly about what I'm playing for you on tonight's show. We ended tonight's first set of music with Rush's ode to that potent herbal salve. That was A Passage to Bangkok off their 1976 2112 LP. Prior to that, we heard from Humble Pie with 30 Days in the Hole, taken off of 1972's Smokin'. Prior to that, we heard from Parish Hall with My Eyes Are Getting Heavy, a song that I think is about getting stoned. Originally released in 1970 on their lone self-titled LP, that was taken off a Record Store Day 2020 reissue on the Kraft Recordings label. The great band only released one album, and that kind of a heavy blues rock, riffy sort of thing. A late discovery for me, relatively speaking, but I really do enjoy that album. Prior to that, we heard something a little bit more modern. We went over to the Netherlands and heard from Supersonic Blues with High as a Kite. I can't imagine that song being about anything else besides getting stoned. And that was taken off their LP from 2022, It's Heavy, put out by the Who Can You Trust Records label out of Germany. Before that, we heard from May Blitz with the epic Smoking the Day Away, taken off their debut self-titled LP from 1970. They were a part Canadian, part British power trio. Drummer Tony Newman, who had previously played with Jeff Beck and the Hollies, went on to form Three Man Army with the Gervitz Brothers after May Blitz broke up. And we heard from the Gervitz Brothers last week's show with a track from Gun. And we started off the show like we always do with the theme to the Hard Stuff program. And that was The Show Part 1 by Irish Coffee, taken off a 1971 German 7-inch on the Pirates label. Got a lot of music left into tonight's program, so I don't want to take up too much time on the mic. But I do want to tell you before we get back into the music that on Saturday, April 27th, 6 p.m. here on Rock and Soul Radio on The Drop-In, we have the return of Courtney Noir, and she's presenting the third installment of Spastic Ecstasy. DJ Courtney Noir of KZUM in Nebraska returns to be your guide through some of the best Scandinavian post-punk and cold wave she can cram into an hour. This is Courtney's third installment of Spastic Ecstasy and her first appearance in a little over a year, so be sure to check that out. Once again, on the drop in 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on Rock and Soul Radio, and you can check out all the upcoming special events here on WFMU and the affiliated streams by heading over to wfmu.org/upcoming. All right, let's get back into the music and another event that took place this past weekend for me, bigger than 420 and bigger than Record Store Day was the release of the new installment of the Brown Acid compilation series by Riding Easy Records. This is the 18th installment, the 18th trip put out, and just another stellar release by Riding Easy, and they show no signs of slowing down on this compilation series. So we're going to spotlight the new release and sprinkle in some tracks from the prior releases as well. Going to start off this second set of music with a band out of St. Louis, Missouri called Blackjack. Here's Bridgewater's Dynamite on the Hard Stuff program on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio.
Yeah. signs began to show. The dust was in the kitchen and the fire lost its glow. The waiter, he came running to find the sheep were dead. But the
It's the Hard Stuff Show here on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio. Tonight's second set of music was spotlighting the brand new release from Riding Easy Records label, the 18th installment of the Brown Acid compilation series. And we had a few other tracks from some of the earlier installments sprinkled in for good measure as well. That last track you heard was a band from Texas called Dahlquist with Farewell to the Dreamer, originally released in 1980, which is a little bit on the late side for what this series normally puts out, but sounding very much at home with some of the heavier tracks from the early 1970s as well. Prior to that, we heard from a band out of Fremont, Ohio. That was Lance with Fireball, originally released in 1976. We grabbed that off the fifth trip of the Brown Acid series put out back in 2017. Before Lance, we heard from a band out of Chicago, Illinois, called, appropriately enough, Chicago Triangle. And that was their track, Ripped Off, originally released in 1977. Got that off the new installment, the 18th installment of the Brown Acid compilation series. And whereas most bands were kind of one and done with putting out 7-inches on this series, Chicago Triangle managed to put out a whole LP back in 1977. Before Chicago Triangle, we went up to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and heard from Raw Meat with Stand By Girl. That track was from 1969. That one was featured on the very first installment of the Brown Acid series, put out way back in 2015. We're coming up on the 10th anniversary of the Brown Acid compilation series, which is just remarkable. And we started off that second set with Ben out of St. Louis, Missouri. That was Blackjack with Bridgewater's Dynamite, originally released in 1974. But that's the leadoff track of the new installment of Brown Acid, and appropriately enough, that led off our second set of music tonight as well. And that's just about it for Hard Stuff this week. As always, I want to thank you for listening. Have one more track for you before we call it a night, as always, as well. But when we do call it a night, be sure to keep your streams locked in here to Rock and Soul Radio for the rest of the Super Tuesday lineup. And that's going to continue on at 7 p.m. Eastern Time with the Kick Out the Jams program hosted by Joey D. After Joey D at 8 p.m., we got the Rock and Soul AI Bunny spinning you your request. And then at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, rounding out the evening here on Rock and Soul Radio, it's the What's Happening program hosted by Matt Clark and Mike Sin. Tonight's final song will be another one taken off the 18th trip of the Brown Acid compilation series that we've been spotlighting the second half of tonight's show. This one is another one that was put out in 1980. Here's Hot Love by the Smokin' Buku Band. Once again, this has been Hard Stuff. I've been Frank in Queens. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you'll join me back here next week, next Super Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for yet another installment of the Hard Stuff Show. Thank you once again for listening, and we'll see you soon.
Yeah. positive charge. Wear your hearing things.
Wear your hearing things.
Kick out the jams with Joey D.